In Northwest Arkansas, it seems like the weather can change in an instant. One day it's sunny and 75, the next a cold front moves in and it's 45 and raining. During severe weather, you can get weather warnings on your phone, radio, or television. You may even hear this sound echoing through the air. The National Weather Service, which is headquartered in Silver Spring, Maryland, is the group responsible for issuing weather warnings. The organization employs about 5,000 people in 122 weather forecast offices across the country. The office in charge of issuing forecasts for Northwest Arkansas is located in a tall, nondescript building on the outskirts of Tulsa, Oklahoma. The structure is comprised of alternating layers of dark windows and a grayish concrete. The Tulsa National Weather Service office occupies about 10,000 square feet on the third floor. A National Weather Service display that includes old weather instruments, posters, and a tornado simulator greets visitors stepping off the elevator. After entering the dark wooden doors to the right, walk past the receptionist desk and photos of tornadoes on the wall, and you will find yourself in the office of meteorologist in charge, Stephen F. Piltz. Piltz has been in Tulsa since 1990, and the office has been located in this building since 1993. Piltz is originally from Murfreesboro, Illinois, which was struck by the country's deadliest tornado in 1925. According to the National Weather Service, what the organization calls the Tri-State Tornado tore a 219-mile path across Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. The tornado resulted in 695 deaths, 234 of which occurred in Murfreesboro, a record for a single community from such a disaster. Piltz says this, combined with an F4 tornado that struck the town about 4 years before his birth, really had an effect on Murfreesboro residents.
Growing up, you could just tell that the town really kind of freaked out every time it got stormy in the spring. And I think that has made an impression like, wow, the folks really are worried about that. And people who know weather can control the mood of a town, and it kind of just built from there.
Piltz's interest in weather eventually blossomed into a career in meteorology. The Tulsa office employs about 25 people, and there is someone there 24/7. There are typically three people in the office at any given time, but Piltz says this number can double or triple on severe weather nights. The Tulsa office is responsible for creating day-to-day forecasts and issuing weather warnings for 7 counties in northwest Arkansas and 25 counties in eastern Oklahoma. Piltz explains they work on a sister station concept, so if one office goes down, another one can back it up. If the Tulsa office wasn't functional, for example, an office in Norman, Oklahoma would take over. Exiting Piltz's office and heading down a hallway to your left, you pass the library and break room. Further down the hall, blue cubicle walls appear to your right and to your left. The River Forecast Center is located on the other side of the left wall.
They deal with the water issues from Colorado back across Kansas, Oklahoma, into West Arkansas and North Texas. Since it's kind of dry at the moment, I don't think a whole lot's going on, although they still have hourly analysis they have to do, and they kind of get involved in some of the drought things too, because they know what the water levels are and they keep track of all that, and they can tell communities, yes, you're this low and this is kind of what you need to be better, and so they can help with water supply things. The weather forecast office is all over here. Say hi, Ray.
Hi.
The cubicles on the right are positioned in an open layout, so everyone can easily communicate from one desk to another. Piltz says this is by design.
The openness seems to work best. We've seen the studies, and we joke about it some, that it's the noisy cockpits that survive when airliners are in trouble. And typically, if a cockpit's quiet, that's the airliner that's more in trouble, more likely not to catch everything it needs to catch. It may have a better chance of crashing, but the cockpit that where there's constant chatter, someone always bringing up an idea, someone's always pointing something out, that tends to be the cockpit that survives, and that's kind of the mode we operate in. Generally, the noisier, the better things are. It's when the room gets really quiet is something's gone wrong, that suddenly the storms aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, and now we're all intensely looking at things as opposed to chit-chatting back and forth. So you can tell that a noisy room is a good room for us generally.
One wall of this room is lined with large windows, which meteorologist in charge Steve Piltz says offers a pretty good view when a nasty storm is rolling in. Across the way, 8 computer monitors sit atop the white tabletop of a large corner workstation. A handful of flat-screen televisions are mounted to the upper part of the cubicle walls. This is where a lot of data is collected and analyzed. As Piltz sits down to look at an image on one of the computer screens, he talks to a colleague about what looks like a large swath of color hovering over Oklahoma.
We send out 2 radar pulses, one this way and one this way, and we compare the results of the two. And right now in this purple area, we're getting more signal back from the horizontal than we are the vertical. So that tells us whatever we're seeing on the radar isn't a raindrop, it's not a cloud, it's something long. So it's probably a bug of some sort. This also tells us that the signal's kind of chaotic, and if this were a cloud, if this were rain or snow, this would all be one solid color, pretty much like this grapey purple color up in here. But since this is all scattered and low like this, that tells us that it's not just uniform, it's something kind of chaotic. And so we know from this it's pretty much not meteorological, it's not water vapor or ice or anything, and we know from this that it's something long. And I also know that this is the way the wind's blowing where these radar echoes are. It's coming from the southwest going to the northeast, but the stuff's coming this way, so it's kind of going against the wind too, so it's not drifting in the wind like a cloud would. So everything points to it's bugs.
In addition to radar, the Tulsa office has access to satellite imagery. The image on the screen was created by a thermal sensor on a satellite, and without it, Piltz says, they lose track of things at night. The thermal imagery is also helpful for spotting wildfires. Piltz says there have been circumstances when they've noticed a thermal signature in a rural area and notified authorities. This desk is also the area where meteorologists send out weather warnings. Piltz says sometimes it takes less than a second after striking the enter key before the warning is broadcast on television and radio. In addition to regular weather forecasts, this office is also in charge of producing specialized airport forecasts, which look at the height of clouds, visibility, and wind.
If we inappropriately forecast the weather too low, we've caused all the airlines to carry more fuel. We've caused them all to designate specific alternate airports that they will go to if they can't get in. And so we're cognizant of the fact that if we make a bad forecast, we've cost airlines money.
Because they have access to computer models as well as radar and satellite imagery, Steve Piltz says he often ends up with more data than you can shake a stick at. The trick is to pull useful parts from the different data sets to create as accurate a forecast as possible. Meteorologists in the Tulsa office communicate with Northwest Arkansas meteorologists, watch local television stations, listen to reports from local residents, and watch weather reports on social media to help shape their decisions.
The radar in the end only sees what's in the beam, and then the earth curves, and so at some point the radar beam is gaining altitude off the ground, and so we really don't know what's at ground level. We can only say what's going on maybe at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 feet. So we may see rotation at 3,000 feet, but not know if it's actually a tornado on the ground. Or we may see a storm that is producing hail, but we don't really know what's finally reached the ground. So having them feedback information is great. So it's really, when the weather gets bad, meteorologists won't turn down information.
Walking through a door at the back of this room, you'll find yourself in another room full of computer servers that are stored in tall black metal cases.
And this is just all the guts to the computers out front. So like this is the brains of the Fort Smith radar, which over the years electronics just keeps getting smaller and smaller. But that's the signal comes from Fort Smith and it gets processed in here, and then we turn it back around and it shows up on your smartphone, on the web page, shows up on the TV stations if they're using the Weather Service radars. So all the guts to everything is back in here.
So the radar is in Fort Smith, but the information comes here?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, all the raw data comes up by a T1 circuit and then gets processed here. So in a sense, at least a part of the Fort Smith radar lives here.
Tulsa, by the way, has its own radar, which is located about 15 miles to the east along Highway 412. While Steve Piltz and his team work tirelessly to give the best forecast possible, it's important to remember that sometimes nature's just going to do whatever it wants.
It's a rewarding thing, but it's also very humbling because you know that you shouldn't be overly proud about any one thing that you've done because nature will fix that within the next few days. And so if you think, boy, we nailed that snow forecast, that probably means the next week we're going to mess something up. And so you know to work hard and be proud, but at the same time, don't get too excited that you think that you're all that, because you're really not. Nature still humbles all of us when it comes to bad weather.
If you'd like to check out the Northwest Arkansas Tulsa office, it will be hosting an open house Saturday, September 20th. For more information, visit weather.gov/Tulsa. This is Ozarks at Large.